Good evening. It's an exhausted body that's being pulled up the road by the dog. I'm the one who's taking him for a walk, but in reality, he's taking me out for a walk. I'm shattered, wiped out. Very simple excuse is that a whole load of people came for dinner today, and if my sister in America is listening to this, I even spoke to her today. So yeah, it was a long, great day. You know that those kind of satisfying days you have when something is tiring, you do it, but you feel so glad while you're doing it and after it's done, and then you're left with a shell of a body. Shell that has some muscles around it, but not many. So I'm... not just limp-wristed, I'm limp-limbed, limp-minded, everything. And this, I convinced myself, I didn't want to come out for a walk at all. What I really wanted to do was to say, well, Rocky, you've had a walk with my son, even though all that happened is that they went for a walk so that he could have a fag, and that didn't last very long. So I thought, well, I'll get out of it that way because I don't feel like coming out. But the dog got it into his head that he wanted me to take him for a walk. So his entire behaviour in the kitchen was all about expectancy and, you know, being bright and looking like as if, you know, oh yes, we're about to go any second. The excitement was palpable. Even as I wished I could just slump off and collapse. So, there we are, Sunday night, into the last week then, the big push. It's a bit like being on, not Everest Base Camp, whatever, what's the next, what's the one that's just under the peak in Everest? I think it's the third camp, actually, but anyway, it's the one that you, from which you set out on that last journey to reach the top of Everest. I can't remember if it's, you know, just 1,000 feet you have to go at that point. But whatever it is, anyway, it's the journey, the last bit of the journey. So that's what the last week is often like here. You know, last minute thinking of this and that and trying to get projects finished and everything like that. But hopefully there won't be much of that this week. As far as I'm concerned, all I want to do is swan through this week that's coming and meet a few people in a very relaxed state of mind and have a cup of coffee and, you know, be thankful that I can do that. And hello, Bewley's van. Nice, another night where an aroma beverage system based down in Marina, Cork, is advertising itself on the side. It's nippy, fresh. Plenty of stars up there, so I guess they're all still there, and the houses are full of the Christmas decorations. So it's a bit like, you know, usual fare. And I had a lot on my mind about food today. I love cooking, I really do. It is one of the most therapeutic things I can do. Just chopping and mixing and stirring and sifting and I don't know, whisking things up and putting them in and tasting them and, you know, either following a recipe or not following a recipe. I find when I follow recipes that I broaden my ability to cook. You know, it takes me into somebody else's world, the writer of the recipe, and I get to discover things I wouldn't have known. So I kind of have the opposite view to most. Most people think it's very, very creative to just have no recipe and just throw things together whatever way you feel like it. But I kind of feel I can do that with my eyes shut. And there's somehow or other, though I don't quite know that this is going to make sense even to myself, I think that I'm more creative when I'm following a recipe than if I'm just following my own gut instincts. That's a kind of strange one to say. I don't know that it I want to be held to it, but I think I've always thought that's it. I've learned so much from recipes in my life. I remember it all began with Elizabeth David. Back in the 1960s and 70s, Elizabeth David wrote a series of books, French provincial cooking, Italian cooking, whatever they were, and I loved her. Really got a lot out of, I liked France and all that, so I really worked my way through a lot of, number of her books. And then, of course, there was the, not of course, but, and then there was the Julia Child, that wonderful book, Mastering the Art of French Cookery, volumes 1 and 2. Well, you know, you may or may not be into cookery books, but I can tell you that that is the most, I learned so much from that book. Yeah, I think I wore my way through 2 or 3 copies of volume 1 over the years, and at least 1 of volume 2. And they're the 2 cookbooks. They're the 2 writers who I've had the greatest personal use of. The whole assortment of other ones I've cooked from. But Rocky, what do I do for you? Actually, he was very good today. We had about 26 people in the house. And, you know, he didn't growl, he didn't bark, he didn't attack any of them. He didn't go for the jugular. He didn't sneak around behind them and nip their ankles. He didn't, you know, poo in their shoes. He didn't. He did nice stuff. He just kind of went around under the table, and he came in the big family photograph. And, you know, this is kind of ridiculous. You know, we all got together in the front room of the house and to have one photograph. And God, there were so many cameras in that room. It was ridiculous. But anyway, there were all these big cameras in the room. And he came and sat between my legs on the floor and very calmly and got in a photograph. Be interesting to see what that turns out like. Okay, look, this is enough now. The dog is kind of doing his business there, and that's fine. And I'm going to just head for the straight back home now. And even though there's lots of other things going around in the mind, I'm just going to let you go and wish you a very good night. And yeah, have a great, great week. Bye-bye.